right, it's our monthly visit with Steve Burness, the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. Thanks for being here, Steve.
Always my pleasure to be with you.
We are right in the middle of tax season. We're going to talk about some tax scams during this podcast. But first and foremost, it's opening week coming up for the Chicago Cubs, and that always means that there's going to be scammers out there.
There's going to be scammers out there. It happens every year. It's a perennial problem. Make sure you, first is tickets. There'll be fake tickets usually for every game. There's counterfeit tickets. And as consumers, you cannot tell the difference. You really can't. And actually, some are so good, they just make copies of it, too, of legitimate tickets. So you've got to know the person you're buying from. If you're buying it on Craigslist, good luck, because you may never see the light of day or see the inside of a stadium because you don't know who those people are. It's different if you're buying a couch because you can see it. You can sit on it. When they give you a ticket, it looks good, but you're not going to know until you walk in the door. And again, I can't tell the difference, and consumers are not going to be able to tell the difference of counterfeit tickets. Again, somebody prints it at home. Instead of hitting one copy, they hit 99 copies.
Right.
So I would advise, the Better Business Bureau would advise anybody from actually buying tickets, you know, on the streets there, anywhere on Craigslist or if somebody you don't know. The only place we recommend is a licensed ticket broker, and that's where you know you're safe. They're protected, they're licensed, and make sure that you're dealing with somebody who's reputable, even though you have some good actors and some bad actors too. So I'm not saying they're all good. I'm not saying they're all bad, but check with the Better Business Bureau, see what the report are, because we do have some that are F-rated.
Right.
And we have some that are A-plus and accredited by the Better Business Bureau. So
even if you buy tickets from a StubHub or a Ticketmaster, someone you're going to pay a little bit more for, those are accredited and you can trust where you get the
exactly.
tickets from.
Those places you can trust, and make sure you just don't deal anybody you don't know or can't trust. And there's a lot of fly-by-nights out there, just like every industry has them. Just make sure that you check them out with the Better Business Bureau first, see what their report is. And again, buying on Craigslist is not recommended at all because you don't know who they are. It's like somebody walking down the street and handing you a ticket. You're going to believe them? No.
Right.
So why would you do the same thing on Craigslist? Because on Craigslist doesn't make it legitimate at all. So we suggest licensed ticket brokers, the only thing as well. And the second thing and most important, again, for this upcoming week is the counterfeit merchandise. There'll
right.
be a lot of them out there. There's a lot of counterfeit items from China. So if you go online and hit, you know, Chicago Cubs jersey, you may get a somebody that's operating in China or somewhere else that you don't know about.
I saw an email literally a couple of weeks ago, still World Series champion Chicago Cubs jerseys for $25.
Exactly.
Just like the players wear.
Right, exactly. That's not going to be the case.
No.
Not at all.
No.
So I would stay away from, like you said, completely those emails that come to you because they're unsolicited. You don't know who those companies are. And just because you click on them, you don't know what site you're going to. It can have spam. It can have malware on that site. And more importantly, it can be a counterfeit site. So you want to go deal with a reputable organization so you make sure you get a licensed product and make sure there's a seal on it. And you're going to pay for that, but that's obviously it's a great product. And if you buy counterfeit, it can, you know, the colors can wash and run off in one soaking
exactly.
or not. You never know, or tear.
One day you'll have a logo.
Right.
The next day you
won't have a logo, right.
I see, Steve, also people, and I know they're proud and they're happy, still posting tickets on Facebook or social media, pictures of their tickets with the barcodes up there. And they'll say, I have opening day tickets. Here's the picture.
Right.
Well, anybody can blow those up and scan those, right?
Exactly. You got to be very careful on the internet, especially put something on posting on Facebook, because they can, or any of those sites, you can see it and they can take that scan and copy it in some way. And then guess what? The first person who gets in is going to get in. Everybody else behind is not going to get in. So they can get in before you. And then guess what? You know, you won't be able to get in. Or by the time they figure this out, it'll be the end of the game. So we've seen problems with that, and you know, before in the past, when somebody called us up and they stupidly put their ticket on Facebook, not knowing. So just cover it up with your finger or something. The barcode is the most important thing at the bottom, and that's important. And anytime you can use your credit card for any type of purchase, whether it be online, offline, is the Better Business Bureau always recommends using your credit card. You have your safest protection because it's the bank's money when you're disputing it. If you're using your debit card, think about it. If they drain your account on ID theft, your money's gone.
Yeah.
And then you'll get it back, but it takes some time to go through the bank process. But that's your money. It's gone. So we had a woman a few months ago who, you know, her account was drained. I think it was over $10,000 an identity theft was taken out of her account. She got it back, you know, 2 months later. But
right.
again, she had no money to pay her mortgage, her car note, insurance.
Right.
You know, whatever it may be. So I suggest you use your credit card if at all possible. Debit card, secondly, and never send cash.
Right.
And one thing I have to say for every consumer out there, and we're all consumers, businesses are consumers, if you have to send money outside the country in any way to any offer, that is the tip-off to the rip-off.
Yeah.
the only time you should send money out of the country or using a Western Union, those types of organizations, wiring the money, is it somebody you know, a family member, something like that. If somebody calls you up and you have 30 minutes to pay, or you got to pay by wire transfer, you know, immediately, that is a tip-off to rip-off and a scam, man. Right. The only thing you should pay for in 30 minutes is a pizza, and that's
exactly,
it.
Right. That's just it. Be smart.
Be smart about it. Check with the Better Business Bureau.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been doing this for 29 years, and I think that's each time we talk about this, my biggest frustration is that people don't call us first. They call us after. We had a woman last year. I keep using her name, but she lost $100,000 in a scam.
Yeah.
You know, and she knew to call us to complain. It was too late. We could have told her in 5 seconds
right. It
was a scam. She would have saved $100,000. So there's a lot of information out there. The Better Business Bureau has a lot of information, but there's other websites too.
Right.
You have to do your homework. I would suggest consumers put the name of the company in Google
yeah. And
put the word scam next to it.
Mm-hmm.
And see what comes up. So many times people today, because it's on the internet or they've seen it somewhere else,
they think it's true.
It's true.
Right.
You know, and we had a consumer who lost a lot of money, who she thought was Publishers Clearing House,
yeah.
called her and said, you know, you won the Publishers Clearing House. She saw it on TV a few mm-hmm. weeks ago, somebody legitimately won, but this is a scam artist. So she didn't check with the BBB. She thought it was them. She gave them, I think it was $1,000. Yeah, because she won, you know, $10 million. She
sure.
had to pay $1,000, and they took the money. She wired outside the country, and
just make a. It takes
yes.
2 seconds to make a phone call.
Quick
or
question.
Just go online.
We have staff of experts go online. Just yeah. do some research as well. That's probably the biggest frustration in my job, because we can save consumers money. We're not the panacea.
Yes.
Nobody's complete panacea of anything. But you call us first,
yeah.
you'll be in a driver's seat.
Absolutely. All right, let's get to some IRS tax scams here. There's an IRS collection scam. And this is it's timely too, Steve, because we have the extension this year. We have until April 18th. And then if you file an extension, you get a little bit longer too. But people are getting some of these phone calls now, or the IRS, or people saying they're the IRS,
right.
are starting to reach out. What's the IRS collection scam?
The IRS does not call you and basically tell you you're going to jail in 30 minutes, as we just talked about, unless you pay that money. Mm-hmm. We always suggest that consumers, you know, the IRS does not call you. However, the caveat to that now is the IRS is going to hire collection agencies to collect back taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So in essence, you are going to be getting calls from the IRS collection agency saying that you owe money. So you got to be. That's what we're concerned about. Is that consumers are going to be getting calls when we're telling them for the last 20 years that the IRS will not call you. They'll send you a note. So, yes, they will still send you a letter and tell you that you are going to a collection agency, and then they will send you to a collection agency. However, a scam artist is not going to – they're going to say they sent a letter. That's
right.
what we're concerned about.
Right.
Because consumers are going to hear now.
How are consumers going to be able to differentiate?
Well, obviously, you're going to have to get a letter from the IRS first.
Okay.
So that's the key. And then if you still contact the IRS directly, you call them yourself. You know, if somebody calls you on the phone, or if somebody knocks at your door, whatever it may be, you always want to verify that who they are. So if you do get a collection agency from a legitimate collection agency from the IRS, just hang up. Tell them you call them back and call the IRS yourself directly and see if that's the case.
Okay.
But unless you're notified in writing, the IRS has told us,
right.
and there's others, that they are going to notify everybody in writing. So
mm-hmm.
if you don't get anything in writing, I would consider it a tip-off to the rip-off that it's a scam.
Would you suggest going in person, to one of the local IRS offices, or calling your accountant and having them check it out as well before you automatically start saying, okay, here's my check, here's my credit card number?
Right, exactly. Check it out first, and obviously go into your accountant, because they probably know the rules and regulation, and they know a lot of the scams. But
yeah.
contact the IRS by phone or stop in your office. It wouldn't hurt. Because there's going to be people out there taking advantage of the situation. And now we're right in the midst of a tax season
right.
here. You know, you got people calling you, saying they're from IRS, trying to, you know, fish information out of you,
yeah.
saying that we need more information, we need your Social Security number, things of that nature, because consumers are understanding that it's tax time, so the IRS will be calling. The IRS does not call you and ask you for information because they know your Social Security number. They know a lot about you. So,
yeah, probably too much, but
too
they
much,
do
exactly.
know. Exactly. They do know.
And a lot of people find out they're victim identity theft when they go file their taxes and somebody else has filed their taxes on behalf of them. So it does happen. So it's going to take a lot of work to unwind that.
If somebody does get a phone call like this and it's legit, Steve, can they still go to BBB.org
yes.
or can they still call you just to verify, hey, is this really the IRS?
Well, we'll talk to them. Obviously,
yeah.
We'll talk to them. Every case is different. But again, if it's a quick payment or they need personal information, that's not the IRS.
Yeah.
IRS does not work that way. Even the legitimate collection agency that they're going to hire are not going to ask you for money in 30 minutes. So they're going to work with you in getting the payment. Make sure you get a letter as well. But what we suggest consumers do and businesses is go to Scam Tracker.
Oh,
and
right.
that's a great site on our website, bbb.org/Chicago, and then Scam Tracker. And that's where everybody puts their information about scams, what they have seen,
mm-hmm.
even if you don't fall for it. The key to that is so that we can get the information out to others. So if you go to VB.org and look at Scam Tracker, it's a heat map of the whole North America, and it's actually, you can zero down to your neighborhood and see what your neighbors are complaining about. And if you were to type in IRS, it'll pop up on the screen all the IRS scams in your area where people are reporting.
Yeah.
So it's important for people because a lot of times people say, you know, like you said, you got an email, you know it's a scam, but
Right. Tell
us about it. You know, put that in Scam Tracker.
What's the number one scam right now?
Well, number one scam, now would be obviously home improvement will be
home
scamming.
Okay.
But the IRS is right up there right now too. So it's collections, it's won a prize. So we don't have the stats yet for, you know, obviously 17, but those are usually the ones that usually end up at the top of the list. So somebody's saying you won a prize, you don't have to give them money out. Some of the IRS is calling you. And we're also having some concerns with what we call imposters of utility companies. For instance, we have calls from consumers who are saying that Commonwealth Edison called or People's Gas has called and they were going to shut
the gas
off unless you pay in 30
yes.
minutes or less. So, and you got people going to homes too saying that they're representative of the organization when they're not. We had Commonwealth Edison employees said they saw the jackets being sold at a flea market to Commonwealth Edison. So, again, consumers, especially elderly because they're home and more susceptible to this type of scam, is to make certain that you verify who's at your door by calling yourself directly. You know, don't let them in your house.
Right.
There's no need for an emergency to get into your house. What they do is they want to get into your house and then, let's go downstairs. Let's look at your plumbing downstairs. And as you go downstairs, you leave the front door open. Guess
what?
Someone else comes in. Please, if anyone comes to your house, unexpected, do not let them in. And obviously call that utility, call that People's Gas, whatever it may is, or even a cable company.
Right.
And verify. Not the number they give you.
Yes.
And sometimes they have an ID. It could be fake IDs, too.
Right.
So call the company yourself directly. And what some consumers have done said, you know what, let me call the police department and see if they scatter real quick.
That's a good one, too.
You know?
And they'll usually call, right, Steve?
Yes.
They'll say, hey, we're going to have a service tech come out.
Right.
We're going to check your meter.
Yes.
You know, they give you advance notice that they're going to be coming out there.
Most times they do.
And ask to see ID.
Exactly.
That's
sometimes they're fake. You got
to
be careful about that.
Yeah.
That's what I say because, like fake IDs for kids. Anybody under 20 always has a fake ID. They're out there.
I never did, Steve.
No, I never did
course,
either.
No.
I'm not 21 yet, so that's why I didn't have
right?
it either. But again, if they're coming to your house, call the company itself. So if they are saying they're calling from Commonwealth Edison, call Commonwealth Edison. They'll gladly take the call and prevent this. And actually, they came to us trying to work on a program to where they can educate consumers better. So we're working with them to really, because they see this as a problem. We see it as a problem, especially the elderly. Think of your mother or anybody at home alone where they come in and they take you downstairs to the back of the house and they start going through your bedroom and take all your valuables. Please don't let them in your house until you verify. Call yourself or call the police if you really need to, if you feel threatened.
Absolutely. And when in doubt, again, always, because I had to call you for a personal issue a few weeks ago too. I was proactive about it. You helped me through it and saved myself a lot of time, money, and heartache.
Yeah, we've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah, call ahead.
We've been doing this for a long time.
Go
we
online.
Have staff of experts. Go online. There's so much information out there.
There is.
Consumers today, fast-paced society, they don't have time. You know, it's always like, oh, I gotta can't research it, but there's so much information comparatively to, you know, 30 years ago when I started, we had nothing. We were on Rolodexes.
Yeah, exactly.
And we didn't have voicemail or fax machines. Now is a plethora of information
out there.
And guess what? There's more scams.
Yes.
It doesn't correlate right. It doesn't because consumers are not checking. That's all it is.
Right.
Because we get calls every day. I fell for this. Well, so did the 30,000 other consumers that told, why didn't you call us first? Well, now
I
will.
Now I will. Exactly.
So
where you're a proactive.
Right. Ask the BBB first,
here.
Basically.
Yeah. Absolutely. Steve, next time we're going to talk about home repair scams and the Internet of Things
as
well. So
Sounds good.
And
my pleasure.
Get your taxes in. Beware of the baseball scams and don't believe the IRS unless you check it out.
That's right. And go Cubs, go Sox.
There you go.
All right.
Thank you, Steve.
My pleasure.